podcast. I'm Kelsey Conway here with Jason Williams as we recap the win against the Kansas City Chiefs and preview the upcoming matchup against the Cleveland Browns. Jason wrote after the game that the Bengals proved they're the team's beat in the AFC. I wrote that Joe Burrow deserves MVP conversation. And there's just so much to talk about with this Bengals team. But where I think we should start, Jason, is just our initial thoughts about how when we started the season and made our season projections, I don't think any of us had the Bengals beating the Chiefs. And the more you think about it, it's kind of like, well, why didn't we? They beat them twice last year. It was just always that kind of thought, like, are the Bengals for real, or was last year just a fluke? And now that they're 8-4, clearly in prime position to make the playoffs, who knows, they could even win the division now with what's going on in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. I mean, what a turn of events the Bengals have had since that loss on Monday Night Football against the team that they're going to play this weekend.
There's no doubt. I mentioned that in my predictions coming out on Cincinnati.com tomorrow morning that, you know, that things have changed so much since that, that 19-point loss in Cleveland on Halloween night. They've won four games in a row. And it just, you know, I think I said it, you know, they've been on a narrative changing run. Going from a kind of a middling, underachieving team, and certainly coming out of Cleveland, that's what we all thought, to now being the team to beat after back-to-back wins over Tennessee, a tough Tennessee team. I know they went and lost at Philadelphia last week, but that's still a tough physical team. To go down there and beat them was a great win for the – and Joe Burrow said that – and then to turn around and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, it just throws out everything that I think some people had, including myself, that doubted about this team, that are these guys contenders or not? And not only are they contenders, they've moved themselves into the position, given the rest of the schedule and who's coming up and where they play them at, that they're now the team to beat in the AFC. And that's
you think that they're... You would put them as the team to beat over Buffalo?
Absolutely. They're the team to beat in the AFC. They got Buffalo at home, and they're only one game off of Buffalo right now.
Yeah, I mean, this win changed not only what the general public thought of the Bengals, but in a crazy way, which I don't think is going to happen solely because of the Chiefs' schedule, them being... going from barely making the playoffs to potentially hosting a playoff game is very much something that could happen because of that win.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I was talking to someone about that very thing. Wouldn't that be amazing if somehow they went from where they were a month ago, a little over a month ago on Halloween night in Cleveland to, you know, hosting throughout the playoffs, or at least, I guess, hosting a couple of games. Would be a step further than what they did last year, hosting the first game and then having to play the rest of the games on the road. But this whole notion of, and I know there's some talking heads in the national media that were still doubting this team, and certainly I think they were doubting them more than I was. But, you know, this is no longer – what happened last year isn't a fluke. This team has really kicked it into a high gear. And what you wrote the other day was perfect, Kelsey. Joe Burrow should be in the MVP conversation. He has taken his game up just to a whole other level. And what he did there against Kansas City was, I think you add, and I feel like I say this every week, but you're adding to the legend of Joe Burrow. And I just keep going back to that final play, or you know, the final main play of the game before they started taking a couple of knees, is that just that absolute seed that he threw on 3rd and 11 across the middle to T. Higgins. I mean, what a dart. What a gutsy throw. That takes confidence. That comes from a quarterback who is an MVP caliber quarterback. And just to me, that whole play exemplifies this team right now. They have guts, they have confidence, and they feel like they're unstoppable. And they're doing that against they did that against a you know, a team that they knew if they gave the ball back to Kansas City, that bad things could happen. And for them to have the confidence to make that throw on 3rd and 11 and pick up 14 yards, I think it's like, you just, it's just wow. This team's playing at a, I'm trying to look for the right words to say. They're just absolutely in a zone right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. But two things kind of stand out to me. And I mean, certainly I was very much questioning this team after the Cleveland game. And my biggest thing was, can this team actually protect Burrow, right? Like, they're supposed to be better on the offensive line. I think that's like the biggest change for me and why this team is better than they were last year. That's what's crazy is they return almost every single starter and they improved drastically. Like, Ted Karras and Alex Kappa aren't just, you know, small upgrades. If you look at what those guys do, if you go back and watch the film, and I try to tweet out clips whenever I can, but those guys have completely changed the mentality of the offense, whereas they don't look like a doormat up there. And Joe Burrow has so much confidence because he knows he has time, and it's just completely elevated his game. So the biggest difference is the play of that offensive line. And that's why I think when you talk about like where this team could go, that's what people are missing, is the Bengals are a better team on this date than they were last year. And you saw how red hot they got last year. And I think that's what probably should make Bengals fans the most excited, because they're better than they were last year. So why would you not think that they could make another Super Bowl run? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I was writing my prediction column this morning, predicting the Browns game. And I thought that very thing. I'm like, at this point this year compared to last year, this is a better football team. And that's would be pretty scary for the rest of the NFL, because they were pretty daggone good down the stretch last year, and they're better this year, and they're better against, well, still some of the tough games to come. But so far, you know, through a pretty tough schedule, you know, they're proving that they're just a better team this year. And, you know, you go back, Kelce, and you go back, and it's funny to think back early, and Zach Taylor alluded to it in his press conference after the game on Sunday. You know, you go back to thinking 0-2 and what the heck's wrong with this team, and they can't block, and no guy, you know, were they prepared because guys didn't play in the preseason? Those were all legitimate questions back then, especially coming off the Super Bowl. But, you know, certainly when you think about the offensive line, and many people have talked about this, but it takes time. It takes time to develop chemistry. They've developed that chemistry, and they are just they're every bit – they exemplify this team right now, that they are clicking on all cylinders, and they're a big reason why this team is on a roll, they being the offensive linemen.
Yeah, so there's a couple things I wanted to talk to you about before we end this episode. First, I want to talk about the schedule. There was so much made of the Bengals' schedule in the second half of the season. Let's look at it now. They've got Cleveland, which is a must-win for this team this weekend. They cannot lose to the Browns at home. It's just something where I get it. It's a bad matchup in some areas for this team. But they've got to figure out, the leaders of the team have got to figure out a way for them to make sure that they win this game. And then the game that we were all worried about, you know, can the Bengals go and beat Tom Brady and the Bucs? I mean, if you didn't watch the game on Monday night, the Bucs looked like the worst offense in the NFL until the last 3 minutes. So there's no way that the Bengals don't have a chance to beat the Bucs. And then you go to Baltimore and Buffalo. And Baltimore, who knows what the status of Lamar Jackson's going to be. And I still think the Bengals are a better team than the Ravens. And then it's all going to come down to, I think, that final game against the Buffalo Bills, which could potentially be, depending on what happens here, maybe for the AFC's number one seed. But I wanted to ask you...
Yeah, go ahead.
Buffalo, and I want to ask you about Buffalo in particular. Why do you give the edge to Cincinnati over Buffalo this year?
Well, at this point, Josh Allen, his injury at his elbow, and you don't know what's going to happen there. We've seen Buffalo not be the, although a good team, they've not been the world beaters that I think everybody projected them out to be. Certainly at 9-3, they're a daggone good team. But my biggest thing is that the Bengals have them at home, and there's a lot of question marks around Josh Allen's elbow, and you think down the stretch, and I just keep going back to the fact that the Bengals are playing them at home, and I think this Bengals team is motivated by the fact that people are doubting them, and you saw that on Sunday. I don't doubt that some of that played into them beating the Chiefs, and I think that's gonna be the same case for when they play Buffalo. And I just, the home field advantage in January, when it doesn't matter. The Bills they play in the cold weather, so that cold weather doesn't matter. But certainly the home field advantage in what's going to be, I would think, just a crazy playoff-like atmosphere. Would that be wild if that ends up being the game? And I haven't sat and dug deep on the math and all that, but if that comes down to, that game could come down to who's the number one seed in the playoffs. Could that even happen? I mean, mathematically,
it's all dependent on Kansas City right now, because Kansas City is 9-3. Right. So Kansas City would essentially have to lose another game, and the Bengals would. I mean, if Kansas City wins out, they'll lock up the number one seed. But it's a very interesting situation to think about, like how this Buffalo team has been up and down. The Bengals have been up and down, but really it sounds cliche because Zach Taylor says it all the time, but like all that matters is how you're playing in the month of December. And right now, I don't know if there's an AFC team that would want to see the Bengals the way that they're playing. But so I'll wrap it up with you with this question, because I was thinking about this in my head today. What is the one fear you have about the Bengals right now?
I mean, my one fear is just a major injury. That's my biggest, that would be my biggest fear for them. But you could probably say that for a lot of teams. Again, what they did on Sunday, I think erased a lot of doubts, whether they can, be tough down the stretch against, Baltimore and Buffalo and Tampa Bay, New England. But you never know with the injury factor. And you think back, and I was thinking about this. It was a good question. Look back at Cleveland, there's no excuse for how they played there. They was just terrible that night across the board. But that was their first game without Ja'Marr Chase. They had to make some adjustments. And then, Burrow made the adjustments in the ensuing games. But what if there's another major injury? Does it take another game or two to make the adjustments? And can they make the adjustments to that? So that would be my biggest fear. But you certainly, I think you could say that. I don't think that's a big stretch. You could say that for a lot of teams, but we're talking about the Bengals, so that's my biggest fear with them. How about you?
That's definitely a fear. I also am still what if they face a Dallas type of team with like a vaunted pass rush? I still think, yes, the offensive line has played a lot better, but I still... Kansas City's defense is good, but they haven't played a team that can absolutely wreck a game. Like you watch Dallas, and their defensive line can absolutely, bulldoze you. You watch San Francisco, same thing. Fortunately, those two teams are not in the AFC, so if the Bengals were to see them, it would be in the Super Bowl. But this team is so dependent on Burrow. But at the same time, they've really proven that they can still – move the ball, especially with the evolution of their run game the last couple of weeks that's been led by Samaje Perine, and Joe Mixon should be back this week. So we'll see. That's going to be an interesting thing to watch on Sunday. What's the snaps look like? How many carries does Mixon get compared to Perine? How does that work? Because, you know, what happens if they give Mixon a bulk of the carries and they don't seem the same type of, you know, success? Are they going to be too stubborn to not, you know, make a move and give it back to Samaje? It's very interesting to see. You know, there's a lot of interesting storylines for this team for the rest of the season, which is going to make it fun for us because we'll have lots of stuff to talk about each week. So just about this game in particular, Deshaun Watson was super rusty last week, which was to be expected because he didn't play for two full years. So I'm not really expecting a whole lot from him, but the Bengals have got to stop Nick Chubb, and they've struggled to do so in the past. So we'll see about that. And we'll see if they have a better offensive line performance against Myles Garrett, because he might still be giving some of those guys nightmares from that Halloween game.
Yeah, I just, this is a different, like you said, this is a different Bengals team now. And I, you know, I think it'll be close because it's a rivalry game, and it's just that's Bengals Browns. But I don't think the Browns are stopping the Bengals. I just don't. Forget about all the narratives of Joe Burrow's never beaten the Browns, and the Browns are 8-1 against the Bengals since 2018. I think that thing changes this week. I think it'll be a close game, but I think that it'll just have a feeling that it won't be in doubt throughout most of the game. That's just my gut feeling on this. I picked the Bengals to win 24-17.
Just real quick from me, will you feel differently if the Bengals lose to the Browns about the Bengals?
It depends on, I think, how they lose. You know, I think it'll be a setback, certainly, when you think about the thought of that, are they the team to beat in the AFC? But in terms of, you know, them being a playoff team and them, you know, being a contender overall, I don't think so. And again, unless they, there's rarely big blowouts in the NFL. And certainly you just don't see that happening here. But if they lose by a score or whatever, a field goal, I think it'll be bad in the moment. I think that it's a game certainly they should not lose. But I think for the bigger picture, in terms of making the playoffs, being a contender in the playoffs, I don't think so.
Yeah, lots to talk about. I don't even know what I would think if that happens, because I just don't think that there's any way that Burrow lets them lose this game. But if they win this game, look, we said it, you got to get to at least 10 wins to secure a spot in the playoffs. They win this game, they'll be at 9 wins, and they hope to win more than one game, but they would really only have to win one more game to definitely get in the playoffs. So we'll see how all of that goes. But as always, Jason and I will have you covered following the game against the Brown, his column, my analysis, and then a podcast to follow the next day. So be sure to follow along. We'll try and keep you guys updated with your favorite team as much as we can. Thanks for tuning in.